Okay, today's daf is Kilayim Daf Chav Dalad. Kilayim Chav Dalad, and we are on the new Perek. Perek Aruga, Chav Gimel Amid Beis. But just before we start, just to one point on the end of the last Perek. I mentioned that Rebbe expressed tremendous anava and fealty to the Torah's MS when he gave in. Yes, I remember at the end of the Mishnah, Rebbe said that really I thought there should be other exceptions to the rule besides the Dala'as Yevanis. But I was Mevatel Maidas, right? Mevatel Maidas, Roe Ani as Divrei Hamidvarai. Why was that? Because the Gemara explained, first the Gemara tried to explain that maybe it was because of an inference that we saw that other things he was not bothered by the other type of Dala'as, but the Gemara's Maskana was that he thought about it and realized that the Dala'as Yevanis was the most connected and the most intertwining in terms of the leaves, and therefore he was mevatel his own das, which is a reflection of someone who wasn't interested in their own shita, but really just wanted the emes, as we said from the Bali Trasin thought of Rav Kook in the Ein Aya in Maseches Brachas. The Mishnah at the end of Sota, just one or two thoughts relating to the midah of anava, which is a definitional midah in our Avodas Hashem. Remember the Mishnah Maseches Sota, the end of Sota, goes through all of the different mitos that were batel once a certain Tana passed away. Mishameis this Tana balu eshkolos. Mishameis this Tana balu yereshet. So Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Mishameis Rebbe batla anava. So when Rebbe died, anava, humility, passed on because he was the ultimate in humility. So Gemara ends off by the last few lines in Maseches Sota. Rav Yosef says, "Lo tisni anava diikana." No, anava shouldn't be on the list. That anava, there is none anymore because diikana, because I'm still here. So diikana, I'm still here. So ask everyone. How could Rav Yosef say that? That's a sign of anava. He says diikana, right? Kind of sounds like Hillel at the Simchas Beis Shaweva. Imani kana kolkan, but that's not our topic now. But right now, Sota diikana. So there are those. The Vilna Gaon says there's a Tana named Ana. Maybe it's referring to him. But some of the Mefarshim explain that no, it means Rav Yosef was saying you think it's hard to have anava. Lotis ni anava. Don't think that anava is hard, and therefore it passed on with this great rabbi's passing. Dik ana, look in my life. Look at what happened to me. We know throughout Shas, Rav Yosef sometimes will hear something from one of his talmidim, and they'll say, "Wow, I never knew that." And the Gemara will say that his talmidim will say, "Rebbe, you taught us that. You taught us that." Meaning, he was shachach talmudo. He forgot a bunch of his learning, and his talmidim reminded him of it. So Rav Yosef says, you think it's hard to have anava because you think you're in charge, and you're the God's gift to the world, and you're independent? Look at my life. My life shows the dependence and the need of a person on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that would breed anava. That would help us live a life of anava when we realize that we are not in charge, that we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Rav Yosef means at the end of Maseches Sota, Di'ika Ana. We know the Rambam also describes and discusses the Midah of Anava, where the Rambam, in Hilchos Deos, talks about that the Shvil Azov, the middle path, is appropriate with every Midah, except for two. The Rambam says, the Rambam compares the Nefesh to the Guf, and he says just like in the Guf, you're supposed to have balance, so too in the nefesh you're supposed to have balance. Says the Rambam, the Ketzad he actually start with the nimshal and the mashal end with the nimshal. Choli aguf, says the Rambam, when we have a physical ailment, toamim hamar matok v'amatok mar. Sometimes our body plays games with us, right? What's bitter tastes sweet, what's sweet tastes bitter. Sometimes we have an appetite for something that's not good for us. And we hate the good foods. Sometimes we have a taiva for items that are not beneficial for us. Sometimes when we are sick, when we are spiritually sick, that we don't know exactly what we should be hoping for and what we should be eating. So what do you have to do? You have to go to a chacham. You have to go to a doctor who could help guide you to know exactly what to do and what to take and which medicine to help you get better, to make your body be strong. Says the Rambam, the case that he refusam. What's the refua? Mishu balchema. So again, so somebody who is what is the refua for the refua sa nefesh? Someone who is a balchema, who gets angry all the time, has to go to the other extreme. Omer mlo lahanigatz moshim huka v'kula. Lo yarkish klau v'yelach b'derech zezma meruba, until chema is no longer in his heart. And any other midah that you're at an extreme, go to the other extreme in order to swing the pendulum to be able to get to the middle, because the middle is the ultimate. The Rambam says the midah beinonith shebechol de'evadeya. That's what we are supposed to be at, except for two. Says the Rambam v'yesh deos she'aser lo la'adam linhog b'hem beinonios. There are deos that we cannot be in the middle. Elo yisrachik ad kitzei ha'acher, until you go to the extreme. Vehu, and he says two. Number one, gova halev, arrogance. That's what he said, arrogance and humility. That's not somewhere, something to be in the middle, but we have to be at the extreme. She'ein aderech atova, she'i ha'adam anav bilvad, elo she'shafel ruach, v'tiyarucha nemucha lema'od, very low, holding ourselves. Lefichach nomar b'Moshe Rabbeinu anav ma'od v'lo nemar anav bilvad. It says very humble. Doesn't just say anav. Lefichach tzivu chachamim ma'od ma'od avishval ruach. That's why the chachamim say in the double lashon ma'od ma'od bishval ruach in Pirkei Avos. Va'od amru shkol amagbia libo kafar be'ikar. If we are too arrogant, as the Gemara says in Sota also, that the more space we take for ourselves, the less space there is for Hashem. V'chein hakas, and the other one, of course, is anger, de'ara hiyad ma'od, and these are related to each other. As we know, kas and gaiva, the Rambam says, the extreme. And one final. So we have the Mishnah at the end of Sota, we have the Rambam, and then we have the Archos Tzadikim. The Archos Tzadikim goes through all the midos. We know the anonymous, amazing Musar Sefer that has been left us. All the midos that he goes through. Busha, and Ava, and Sina, and Rachamim, Abzariya, Simcha, and Daaga. All the midos. What's the first one? What's Shar Aleph and Shar Beis? In the Archos Tzadikim, Shar Hagaiva, and Shar Anava. Shar HaRishon, says the Archos Tzadikim, Nedaber al Midas Hagaiva, Umatov Shen is Damein Tchila L'Kol HaSharim, Mibnei Chiyuv HaAdam Li'ibadu Mimena. The first one I'm going to talk about, because of the chiyuv that we have to separate from it, ki hi pesach l'ra'os rabos, because it is the doorway, it is the pesach for many ra'os. It is the first step. V'lo re'inu kazos l'ra b'chal amidos. It is nothing as pernicious and as negative in all the midos that we have. L'chein tzorech adam l'schakeim l'hanhiga el aminach ha'ra'oi. You have to have it used in the appropriate way. And to push it away. Again, to emphasize, this does not mean that we shouldn't have self-worth and self-confidence and self-value. And we realize that we each have a tafkid in life, and Hashem wants us to fulfill that tafkid, and He gives us a shlichus. That is for sure. But and that is probably what has to be more emphasized and reflected in our generation. Then pushing down, we have to lift up, but we have to be aware of this midah. For sure, we have to be aware of this midah to recognize, to not to take the credit for myself, to realize that everything that I have been given is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I am just a shliach. I try to use what He has given, right? So Shara Rishon is Shara Hagaiva. Shara Sheini is Shara Anava. Anava hi midah tova vihi hipuch hagaiva. Umishyesh lo hamida azos kvar heshev nafsho mikama mine ro. So if we perfect this midah, then that prevents many other midos ra'os, says the Archos Tzadikim, ose mitzvah umakaba schar lefi godol amasanuso, and we get schar based on the anava that we have. So that is the beginning of midos tovos is anava. So that's what we learned from Rebbe at the end of the second parak here in Kilayim. So that's really Hadron Lach Kol Sa'ah, and now we get into the third parak. So here we go. Aruga shehi shisha al shisha tvachim. I have an area to plant that is 6 by 6 tvachim. How many smaller areas of vegetables. We'll see, this is talking about yirakos. How many small areas, how many vegetables can I plant in this area? So we learned earlier, back on Daf Chaf Aleph or so, that when it comes to fields, you need six tefachim between fields of yirakos. And even for tefuah, you need even more. But here, with smaller areas of vegetables, not sados, but smaller areas, so you need even less. It has to look different in how it is perceived. So aruka shishisha shisha tvachim. Zorin betocha chamesha zerunin. I'm allowed to plant five different types of vegetables within this 6x6 tefach. Arba barba ruchos, four on the four sides, aruga, viachar be'emsa, and one in the middle. So I'm allowed to plant five. How is this situated? How are the five? So if you have Rav Chaim Kanievsky's commentary, he quotes all the different opinions. This is a machlokas rishonim, four or five different opinions. Rashi and Tosfos and the Rash and the Rambam, all different opinions. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he summarizes some of them. They're all in Shabbos, in the beginning of Perek Rebbe Akiva. Rav Chaim Kanievsky here quotes four different opinions. The root of the issue is that for every yerek, Chazal assumed that one needs 1.5 tefach. That is its yinika. Even though we know the ikar of Ezraim, as we've spoken about, is Maris Ayin, but yinika also might play somewhat of a role. So if each of the vegetables need 1.5 yinika around them, so are you allowed to plant them with just 1.5 yinika separate? So even though the yinika is Mi'urav, at certain points of the gardens, that would be good enough, or you have to separate it by at least three tvachim, because you don't want even the yinika to be overlapping. So that's Rashi. So look at Rashi. Rashi Shita there in Shabbos Naf Pehei. It's the first Shita that Rav Chaim Kanievsky here quotes. He says, "Dalet Shitas Namru Bazev Eluhin." Shitas Rashi Zoreya Gargir Echad Beemsa. When it says here, you could plant five, one seed in the middle. That's one of the five. Vegargir Echad Bechal Ruach, and one seed on all the edges. He's the most Machmir Shita. Besfas Haaruga Venimsa Marchik Migargir Emsoi Legargir Shabachar Ruach Gimel Tvachim. There's three tvachim around all areas, even though, again, so there's much more machmer. A whole field would require six tvachim in between the fields. But here, Rashi already says you need three, so as Rashi goes through, because you don't want to have any yinika that is overlapping. He quotes a little bit later on, Shitas Tosfos, Tzorach Laharchik Bein Gargir Sheva Ruach Dorum, Lechavei Roshemezach Gimel Tvachim, of Hulu. He has Tosfos has a little bit more makel, a little bit more on the outside. The Rash has a kind of trapezoid shapes, if you look in the other picture, each trying to give some type of permutation that there is no overlap. But we'll just read the Rambam. Shita on this Mishnah. We've quoted this Rambam before, but now the Rambam is on this Mishnah. So that's where it is appropriate to read the Rambam right here in the Pirush Mishnah. Says the Rambam, Derech lasos beginos, malbinos mirubaos. It is the derech to make in various gardens, rectangular areas, vizorchim ben yirakos, and planting vegetables in the main necros arugos. They are called arugos. Visim belibcha klalim elu. This is the important lashon. Rambam says, listen up. Listen to, put on your heart, these klalim that I'm about to tell you. Sim belibcha klalim elu. Vehem. She'ein ochem bikilayim ela achar marisayin. The Rambam is going to have a very more mekel shita than the other ones that we just mentioned. The Rambam says, by kilayim, you go by maris ha'ayin, how it looks. Because man shenira hatzemach muvdal min hashniya, as long as it looks separate, hareze mutter, afilu hayasamach lo. Even if it is close by, kamosha amayna, like we saw before, barosh torchitim, we saw the rosh tor, the angle that's next to the side. Lefichach, says the Rambam, imhaisa zavis tzemach zeh, smucha, letzela hatzemach hasheni, right, if this corner is connected to this side, umuchuberes lo, even if it's next to it, it's touching, it's the rosh tor formation, hareze mutter, bebedeshu rosh tor, v'kol shekein, same thing he said in the Mishnah Torah, shaisa zavis zeh smucha, but if they're next to each other, the sides, so that's a problem, because that looks together. So therefore the Rambam says you have three choices. How do you separate between fields? Ofan avdala beneyem hu al echad mishlosha drachim. One of three ways. Ha echad sheyachbar beneyem charitz sheomko tefach va'arko shisha tefachim. If you have to dig a pit, that is One tefach, you have to have it deep, but six tefachim length. Imay shnei minim yerek, kamoshi isbar, if there are two minim on the opposite sides, as we saw, or you have a wall. You have a wall up or a ditch down to separate. That's one way to separate. Haderech hasheni, sheyarchik b'neim tefach u'mechsa v'ushir shlo yinku zeh mizeh. Or separate them just by 1.5 tefachim. That's it. Not 3. 1.5. Vaderech hashlishi, sheyate ali tzemach zeh litzad echad v'ali atzemach hashir litzad acher. As we will see, you just push the leaves. You make the leaves go to one side and go to the other side. Kadoshi yuvdalu v'yiru muvdalin kamoshi yisbar, as we will explain, because again, then it will look separate. And then the Rambam says, ulufi kala klalim alalu amar, and based on this, these klalim, this is our Mishnah. That's why kiaruga shisha al shisha, the Rambam says you could plant on almost the whole side, except leaving the corners open, and the inside have it shaped as a diagonal, as a diamond. So the middle one is Rosh Tur to all the outer ones, as we have. It's the corner touching the sides. The sides are all Rosh Tur to each other, because you don't fill up the corner cube. You don't fill that up. The corner is square, but you have a rectangle along each of the sides, and that's how the Rambam says you could fit in. So the Rambam here uses the lashon of sim libcha. The Rambam obviously thinks this is very important. Sim libcha leklal gadol hazeh. So I looked around a little bit. The Rambam does not use this lashon that often of sim libcha leklal gadol hazeh. Only 4 or 5 times in all of the Apirish Mishnayis, the Rambam says sim libcha. And by almost all of them, by it seems like 4 out of 5 of them, he's telling us a yisod gadol, not just in the context where it is, but about the whole topic. So like here, sim libcha, recognize this is the klal of kilayim, and this is what's quoted elsewhere as well. The Rambam talks about this in the Apirish Mishnayis in Pirkei Avos, in Shmona Prakim, in the 8th parak, where the Rambam, he talks about this in Hilchos Tshuva also, where he talks about why the Mitzriim were punished if it was already forecast by Bris Ben Abbasarim. So Rambam says, V'hisbonein b'divrei b'dvarai b'zehe inyan v'sim libcha alehem. Focus on what I'm saying. V'aruch osam el dvarai kol misha diberbo u'bachar la yoser tov. I know there are a lot of opinions, but listen to what I'm saying. V'usheparo v'siyato ilo lo hayalem chet zulas elo shalchos Yisrael. If Paro would not have any other sin besides the fact that they didn't send out Bnei Yisrael, Hayak Ha'inyin Kasha B'li Safek, Hu Kfar Man Amila Shaleach, because after all, Hashem hardened his heart, so you're going to punish him for not sending him out after you hardened his heart. There must be something different here. And that's why the Rambam gives his own pshat, which again, he says in Hilchos Shuvah also, that no, they reached a level that they lost their Bechira, even so to speak. Maru b'bechirasam. They were so evil that they reached a level that Hashem would take away the possibility of tshuva. That's the Rambam Shita. The Ramban has his own Shita, that they went above and beyond what was said in the Bris Ben Abbasarim, the Ravid there. But that is the Rambam again saying here, sim libcha, this is a yesod gadol that one has to recognize in life. That's one. The Rambam says this in Chulin. That's the only one that I found that seems to be just more limited, but he still uses the lashon. He's talking about cases of shrutei chutz, where you have two karbanos, an oso ve'es bino, one is a karban and one is chulin, and he says sim libcha to understand the Mishnah. But all the other ones, the Rambam seems to say, is the yesod gadol. The Rambam in Taharos, in the Mishnah in Taharos in the 8th parak, the Rambam says, sim libcha kan klal echad, v'hu shahamayim bilvad, mikol sharamashkin tmeim. Yesh lahen tara b'mikvah u'mitarin. The only food item or drink that could become tahar after it has already become tamei is water. Any other food that becomes tamei, it's tamei. There's nothing to do about it. Water is the only one, because you can do ashaka with a mikvah. That's the sim libcha leklal hagadol hazeh. The Rambam also, maybe one or two others, maybe one more, which I mentioned in other contexts, and that's the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis in the seventh parak of Chulin, in Parak Zayin, where the Rambam discusses there the Machlokes Tanoim between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim about the Gid Hanoshe of a non-kosher animal. Seems like a very small detail, but the Rambam generalizes this to all of Torah. The Rabbi Yehuda says that if I eat a Gid Hanoshe of a non-kosher animal, I get 2 malchus. Right, one for eating Gidan Asha, and one for eating not kosher. And the Chachamim say no. Chachamim say, no, you only get not kosher. Once it's not kosher, ein iser chalal iser, so then you don't get another iser of Gidan Asha. Reb Yehuda brings a raya, very unusual, brings a raya in the Mishnah, And he says, what do you mean? The brothers didn't eat Gidon Asha. And the brothers were still able to eat not kosher. So you see from there that the Gidon Asha applies even to not kosher. And the Rabbanan say back, B'sinai ne'esar ela shenechta bimkomo. What exactly does that mean? Rashi has a very important shot, but that's not for us. The Rambam has his own shot. What does it mean, B'sinai ne'esar? In Har Sinai it was usur, but it was written in its spot. What exactly does that mean? So the Rambam says that Shatat sarisim libcha leklal agadol hazeh, same lashon that he has here in this Mishnah. Listen to this klal that's said in this Mishnah. V'hu shatat sarich ladas shekol mash anu nisar mimenu o osim oso hayom, everything that we don't or don't do today. Ein anu osim zos ela bipnei tzivu Hashem ayde Moshe. Everything that we do today, our halachic mesorah started at Har Sinai and Moshe Rabbeinu. Lo mibnei shehashem tziva b'kach le'neviim shekadmuhu. Not because Hashem told earlier neviim and then it was just passed on through Moshe. Dugma l'kach, says the Rambam. Ein anu ochlim eiver menachai. The reason we don't eat eiver menachai today. Lo mibnei shehashem osir al b'nei noach eiver menachai. It's not because Hashem told b'nei noach you're not allowed to eat Avram and Achai, a limb from a live animal. No, even though the history of the mitzvah, that was true. It was from earlier. But the reason that it is incumbent upon us is because Moshe Rabbeinu told us not to eat Avram and Achai like it was commanded earlier, but he reiterated and re-implemented the Isser then. V'chein enanu malim. And also, we don't do bris milah. Biglal she'Avraham malas atzmo v'anshe beso. Why do we do bris milah? Not because of Avraham, even though that's the history of the mitzvah. Ela mibnei shehashem tziva, tzivanu adei Moshe lihimol, kimo shemal Avram alav ashalom. Eivir ben Achai, bris mila. V'chein, says the Rambam, that's Gid Hanashe. Ein, you're right. The brothers maybe denied Gid Hanashe. And at that time, Gid Hanashe applied to non-kosher animals. But that has nothing to do with mitzvahs that we have now post Maimon Har Sinai. Maimon Har Sinai is the source of all of our halachic mesorah. V'chein Gidon Asha, says the Rambam, ein anu nimshachim bo acharei iser Yaakov Avinu ela tzivui Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's what he says. Halo tira. You see from the Chazal, what Chazal tell us at the end of Maseches Makos, sheish meos v'shlosh esrei mitzvos ne'emru lo Moshe Misinai. 613 we have from Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, it's really 611 Torah tzivu lanu Moshe, but 613 it doesn't say that we have 606 with seven holdovers from before Har Sinai. Really, 613 come from Har Sinai because all of them were reiterated and re-applied at Har Sinai. Right? That is the message of the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos in Chul and Daf Kuf. And that the Rambam uses this principle in other places as well. Remember, the Rambam says this at the beginning of Hilchas Avel. The Rambam says that Avelus, according to the Rambam and according to the Rif and others, is only one day. One day is Avelus as long as the Misa and Kfura are on the same day. If the Misa and the Kfura are on different days, then even the Rambam would say there's no Avelos Daraisa. But if the Misa and the Kfura are on the same day, so then the Avelos is a Daraisa on day one. The Rambam asks a kasha on himself from a pasuk, from Parshas Vayechi. Doesn't it say in Vayechi that the brothers set Shiva for their father for 7 days? So how could it be that only one day? So the Rambam says, Nitna Torah v'dischat shehalacha. The Torah was given and halacha is renewed. What exactly does that mean? That's a Gemara. That line is from a Gemara in the end of Masechta Shabbos. But what does it mean? Nitna Torah v'dischat shehalacha. So that's this Rambam. This Rambam, the Pirush Mishnayos in Chul and Daf Kuf. Even if the brothers didn't follow exactly what we're doing, or rather, we don't follow what the brothers did. The brothers set Shiva 7 days. That's fine. But that does not impact what we do. What we do is from what Moshe Rabbeinu said. There could be differences between what was done before Sinai and what was done after. And maybe one final source, and then we'll read the rest of the continuation of the Mishnah. The Rambam tells us in Hilchos Tfila. The Rambam says that why do we daven three times a day? The Gemara has a machlokes in the fourth parak of Brachas, Tfilas Keneged Tmidim Tiknum or Keneged Avos Tiknum. So the Rambam Paskin seems to Paskin like both. In Hilchos Tefillah, the Rambam says that Tefillos are connected to Midim Tiknum, and in Hilchos Malachim, the Rambam talks about Tefillos connected to Avos Tiknum. They're connected to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And how could the Rambam mention both Tefillah and Avos and Tmidim? So Rav Soloveitchik, as well as the Maariz Chai, is there in the fourth parak of Maseches Brachos, says that maybe it's related to this Rambam in Maseches Chulin. And that is the history of Tefillah. That's the Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The reason that Tefillah is obligatory upon us, why we need to daven three times a day, so that is to connect Tzvitim, that's connected to the Karbanos. This comes up in many different places. That Lashon of Nidna Torah is Chach Halacha, that's based on a Gemara in the towards the end of Shabbos, Kuflam and Hey, or so Kuflam and Dalet, that we're not going to go into right now. Okay, so now back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, if you have a Ruga, 6x6 Tvachim, you could plant 5 in it in all the different ways that the Rishonim suggest. Hayala Gvul Gavoa Tefach, if around this whole area there is additional space, there is a border that's raised up the width of a Tefach and the height of a Tefach, so now the area is 8x8, not 6x6, because there's a tefach around every border. Then Zoran Besocha Shloshasar, then you could plant not only 5, but you could plant 13. How can you plant 13? Make them small spots. Shlosha al kol govel v'govel, 3 on each border. 3 on each border. And Ve'echad Be'emsa, so then 1 in the middle. So you could have 13 altogether. Again, if you see the pictures of the Rambam, and 3 on each border, which would mean 12, and then 1 in the middle, the Rambam always saying that as long as the corners where they cut is Rosh Tor, it's just an angle, it's not right next to it, bordering, so then that would be okay. Good, says the Gemara, says the Mishnah. Loita Adam, Loita Rosh Halefes, Besocha Govel, B'Reshu Mermaleu. But one thing that you can't plant on the border, on the Govel, is Rosh Halefes, is the turnip, because that is, has very wide leaves, and it's Nireh, the Mara Folda says, Nireh Ki Irbov, it looks like a mixture, and therefore it wouldn't be able to be used. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shisha Be'emsa. Rabbi Yehuda argues, and he says, no, you need more, Harchaka in this way, so you could plant 6, he's arguing on the earlier, he's being more makel, even though we said 5 in the Reisha, in a place without a border, he says you can plant 6, in that area. Yeah, I say it's on the Reisha, the Gemara is going to talk about it. So let's leave that open for now, what Rabbi Yehuda is arguing on. When he says Shisha Be'emsa, the Gemara is going to discuss whether it's on the Reisha or on the Seifa. The next line, the first 4 words of the Gemara here is based on a shortened version of what it says in Maseches Shabbos. The Ras Sirlio says, has a girsa that he has a couple of extra words. The Mishnah there in Shabbos has a remez. How do you know that one could plant 5 different types of seeds of Yerukos in this area of an Aruga? So Gemara says it's alluded to in a pasuk in Sefer Yeshayahu. It's alluded to in a pasuk in Yeshayahu, Samach Aleph, where the pasuk says, Ki ka'aretz totzit simcha, the land will produce its growth, ukegana zeru echa tatzmiach, and the gana, the garden, will have its seeds grow. Kena Hashem Elokim yatzmiach stako tehila neged kol agayim. So too the Jewish people will grow and sprout. That is what is discussed in Yeshayahu. So there's an allusion in that pasuk to how many types of seeds can be planted in this area. So we're going to have to see exactly how to get that from the pasuk. But we'll read our girsa, and that is, it ends up as a question. Zeru'eha miyatzraim shnayim. It says the word zeru'eha, and there that only means 2. It's plural. So where do you get 5 from? Right? That's the question. Says the Rav Chaim Kidievsky, Zeru Eha, Mehaikra Yalof Ledin Aruga. From this pasuk, you learn the din of the Aruga, Shazorea Bahemina, that you can plant 5 types, and that's what it says in the pasuk. And the Gemara says, Zeru Eha, that only is plural, that's 2. Vakralo Mashma Ela Bezmina Baruga. The pasuk only sounds like you could plant 2. Where do you get 5 from? So Gemara's going to have to go through the other words in the pasuk as well. I most assume that this is just an asmachta, right? This pasuk. It's not telling you the ikr din. The ikr din maybe is based on svara, based on the fact that it's not maris ayin, like the Rambam says, it's not irbuv. But there's an asmachta that we understand that it is hinted to. Remember that Ritva in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin, which always talks about Asmachta, that is always should be mentioned whenever we talk about Asmachta. Asmachta, says Ritva, is not just a haphazard hint in the Pasuk that Chazal looked for after the fact, but they came up with a din, and then we assume, at least in Asmachtas in the Torah, I'm not sure if it also applies in Asmachtas in Nevi'im, but the Ritva says Asmachtas where HaKadosh Baruch Hu had this in mind, but he didn't, it wasn't mitzvah it befirish in the Torah, and after Chacham figured it out, but once they go backwards and see it in the hinted to in the Pasuk, we can assume that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had that in mind as well. So this is an Asmachta too. And again, related to this is a machlokas that we mentioned earlier, we'll mention it again, and that is, what is the Isra D'Araisa when it comes to Kilai Zroim? Is it only Bishah Zaria? We have that Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah says in the Rambam that it's only Bishah Zaria, that's Perek Dalet Halacha Tezayin, that all the other, we have so many kulas, after Shas Zeria for just Kiruv Zeraim, so that why there's so many kulas, the Kesef Mishnah says, because that's all Derabanan, that's in the world of Derabanan. That's his suggestion. V'nir Elisha, Tam Yishud, the Kimlu Derabanan, the Loastra Torah, Elakisha Zara, Beis Minim of Apolis Yad, the Hachi Avi Mashmos Dekra, Sadcha Lo Sizra Kilayim. But beyond that, it is all Derabanan, that's why you have many kulas. Others argue on that, the Mefarshim on Mishnayis, the Menachas Chinuch quotes the Kesef Mishnah saying exactly the opposite, so it's not clear exactly where he got that from, but the Aruch HaShulchan we mentioned in Yaradeh, Reis HaDizayin, see to say that the Rambam himself doesn't hold of that limitation. There's Yisuri Daraisa, even by Kiruv, but this relates to whether this limud that we have from the Pasuk is a real din or just an asmachta. You know, how do you understand the Zeria? Okay, but we'll continue with that next time.